3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. I always love visiting with our next guest. Belmont AD Scott Corley joins us now. He's on Skype. So let me ask you, were you already Skyping for different things, or did sending you home put you on Skype?
This is my first Skype. I got to be honest. You know, we've been doing Zoom with the office, but yeah, this is, I guess, one of the silver linings is I'm learning some technology through all this. And Zoom's been pretty amazing, but this looks pretty cool too with Skype.
So how are you communicating right now, Scott? You told us you got sent home a couple of weeks ago. How are you keeping tabs on your athletes, first of all, and then after that, your coaches, your other administrators, you know, all the other people that work for you? How are you keeping tabs on everybody?
Yeah, good question. I mean, a lot of the student-athlete interaction, we've been leaving up to the individual coaches, and they've been doing a great job. They've been doing group texts. They've been doing Zooms, I know, pretty frequently. Obviously, our strength and conditioning coaches have been showing them stuff that they can be doing. You know, we can't obviously coach and do any of that per NCAA rules, but you know, I think the coaches have tried to be more intentional, just reaching out and making sure they're doing well. And then Renee Schultz, who is my SWA, but also works on the academic advising side. She, you know, in a weird way, I think it was good. She actually had planning, you know, where they had to register. And so that allowed some interaction there where she could be catching up with a lot of the student athletes, making sure they, you know, are doing fine and making sure they're staying focused on the academics. So I feel pretty good about that point. I mean, I think they're adjusting to the new norm. I think this week was the first week with online classes, and that's been a new, you know, not all of our student athletes had taken any online classes, so they're adjusting to that. I'm hearing some feedback on that. But, you know, staff and coaches, I've tried to have a weekly Zoom with our head coaches and just to kind of get their pulse, see what they're doing. And staff-wise, a lot of emails. And we just had our first Zoom yesterday morning. And it was kind of, you know, it had been 2 weeks since we'd seen anybody. And to actually see people, I think it was really good. It was really nice to see them. I told them how much I miss them. And I think we all do miss each other. And I think we're all feeling that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of miss, you know, that camaraderie and being able to work together. But you just got to make do and do the best you can. And, you know, for me, I've got to be more intentional with my communication. You know, my management style was more walk around. And, mm-hmm. you know, we were blessed at Belmont to have all the coaches and staff under one roof. So I could just duck my head in and say, hey, how you doing? And so I've got to be a lot more intentional and just find the time to reach out to each individual coach too. And I've been trying to do that as best I can just to see how they're doing.
With the NCAA voting that spring athletes are eligible for another year, how are you guys handling that? They've left it kind of up to schools. And I think some people don't realize how much money that is put on the school and the burden put on the school for that. But how are you guys handling that at Belmont?
Yeah, I'm trying to just get all the best accurate data I can to see how much incremental cost that will be. We've obviously tried to poll all our seniors. I think we had 32 seniors that could qualify to come back. It looks like we're looking at maybe 20 that would like to entertain coming back.
Oh, wow.
You know, the others have found jobs and things like that and just ready to get on with their next career, you know, next part of their lives. So now it's taking those 20 and just seeing, okay, how much aid were they getting? You know, because you can't give them any more aid than they're currently getting. So how much aid are they getting? And just what does that math work out to? And do you have, you know, is there any open scholarship dollars that these programs have had because they maybe were waiting on a transfer or something? So we're doing all that right now, Dawn, and just trying to get the best data that I can to then go sit down with the president and really say, okay, here's how much it costs. Here are our options, because obviously he's going to, you know, the big question is, okay, how do you pay for it? And so, you know, we're working through all that.
Yeah, you know, Scott, some of the numbers that we've started to see in terms of schools sharing what it might look like from a financial standpoint are anywhere between $400,000 and $1 million. Without football, I know you're not approaching that $1 million deal, but I'm sure you've kind of spitballed where that might be. Is there a range you're looking at?
Yeah, Belmont tuition ain't cheap. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And you know, I think for us, you know, there's a mix there because most of the spring sports are not on a full ride. So they are having to come out of pocket already. So, you know, we're towards the lower end of that, what you just shared on the $400,000, because we don't have the football. But because our overall cost of tuition, room, and board is running about $50,000 a year, I mean, it adds up pretty quickly. But again, you know, that's where it gets complicated. I don't think a lot of people realize too, is there's a financial burden to the families of the students, because again, spring sports are non-revenue sports, at least at our level. Yeah. And you're only, very few are on that full ride. So if someone's on a 25% scholarship in baseball, they got to come out of pocket 75%. And at Belmont, that's not insignificant dollars. It's not for anywhere, really. So it's an equation that both sides are looking at. And obviously, we've got to be the ones to probably provide it first and say, okay, here's what we can provide. And then it's still up to those families to make the decision. Is it worth paying whatever money is left to be paid to get an extra season?
Belmont Athletic Director Scott Corley, our guest. Will you hang an NCAA men's banner for this season?
Well, right now I'm visualizing we're in the Final Four, so I got to wait till at least Tuesday before I can answer that question.
Well, you know, it's funny because we're all control what we can control kinds of people, right? And so all we can control is staying in our house and doing what we can to make ends meet. And that's what anybody could do. But how nice would it be to be sitting here having watched a tournament run? I really was looking forward to Belmont going into the NCAA tournament like everyone in this area. And you started to see like the projections, and I saw a lot of Belmont Duke lines, and I would have loved to have seen that matchup again.
Yeah,
that's where it's tough. I mean, you just the possibility, and you know, particularly at our level, you know, you work so hard to get to that opportunity, and then you just want to see, you know, what the team can do. And I thought our guys were playing really, really good basketball, and it would be a tough matchup for a lot of people, and felt like we could get that 14 seed. I don't know about the Duke and all that stuff, but you know, in a year where it would be so wide open too, guys, we all know it would have been a wide open bracket. You know, it's really fun. You know, it's kind of nice to just kind of think about what could have happened, but you know, you always want that opportunity, and that's why you just want to get the invite, get in the tournament, because anything can happen. But we'll have to save it maybe for next year.
I tell my wife all the time, Scott, having worked in your business, just how much I miss being around the kids and the coaches. They're all such high achievers, and their optimism is off the charts, and they're just all these amazing people. You got sent home. How hard is it for you just personally to be away from all these people that you love being with?
Yeah, that's the hardest part. I mean, there's such a great energy, and like you said, you know, being in, having worked in it, I mean, the student athletes are amazing, and they would motivate you and inspire you every day to get up and come in and roll up your sleeves and get to work. And when you don't have that interaction on a daily basis, it's tough. And then I'm just blessed with great people overall, from staff and coaches, that are just fun to be around. They're good people. They always have a positive outlook, and you know, not being able to just interact and do the little things that you kind of take for granted when you're in an office setting, that is tough. And, you know, when we had our Zoom staff meeting yesterday, though, it was just great to see everybody. And it just reminded me, because just we all were talking about what are we doing in our daily lives and what are we doing in our work lives. And I've got such a committed team that they are continuing to work really, really hard and continuing to try to do what's best to support our student athletes. But yeah, I'm missing the interaction for sure.
We have been discussing kind of the timeline for fall sports, as far as getting athletes on campus and training and that. Has Belmont made a decision yet on summer school and what is going to happen there?
Yeah, I think not anything yet on summer school. We did make the decision, you know, obviously Maymesters, a lot of that's travel and study abroad. I mean, that was canceled a while back, but they are going to offer a lot of that to any student now. If they want to take a Maymester online, they can. But I think there's, you know, we're still in a wait and see mode, and, you know, summertime, you know, I could see where there'll be more online opportunities for summer school than ever before. And I think some of our student athletes will certainly take advantage of that. But look, summer is a busy time for a lot of universities like us. I mean, it generates a lot of dollars when you can get these. For us, we get a lot of Christian, you know, groups that come in and stay on campus and do things like that. So I'm very, very hopeful that we can get the campus back open and generate, you know, get people back on campus and doing things.
I took French at Belmont during a summer session, so count me into that number.
Monsieur.
Yeah. We call you a proud of, you're an alum then, right?
Yeah, well, you pass it? I mean, I there was a check that was cut, I'm sure, and a grade that enabled me to keep going. So, yes,
well,
I guess.
Well, if you're an alum, Scott might have a different check getting cut. I support the program.
We need to talk after this call.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll keep Scott on Skype, though, so he can solicit this donation for Brent. Scott,
I'm
always great to talk to you, man.
Losing the feed. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Scott.
Be right back with more 3HL after this.
Preparing to sell your home.